Right, morning, Franz.
Morning, Alvaro.
How are you?
It's very fine. How's it?
We're good.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday, finally.
Yes.
Almost Friday. Towards Friday. Quarter, yes. We can say quarter to Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm taking over from Alvaro. It was very, really, really a great conversation. And I think I was even tempted to wanting to continue with it. So, but I will see what I can do. Anyway, we have a news here. We are trying to, there is a vaccine that is two trials that are being introduced to the world, one from Russia, one from UK. And the topic today is, should we be excited about this vaccine? Because the Russians are saying it will soon reach Africa. And the other time, the Chinese were also saying the same. Should Africa be excited about this vaccine? Should we see this as a solution to our problem that we are in of COVID-19? So stay tuned. We are going to listen to Jerome Kim, one of the medical researchers on this vaccine.
Perhaps I can begin just simply by describing vaccine development. I mean, at its heart, vaccine development is a relatively simple concept. First, you prove that the vaccine works, is safe and effective. You make the vaccine, and then you use the vaccine. And usually, we have 5 to 10 years to actually prove that the vaccine works, to make it, develop it, and do all these things. That comes at a cost of about $1 billion. And has a 93% failure rate. But under the pressure of this pandemic, with 8 million infections and 400,000 deaths, you know, we're being asked to speed the process up and to do this work that normally takes 5 to 10 years in 12 to 18 months. So to cut to the bottom line up front, can we prove that a vaccine works? Probably. It's likely. Can we do it in 12 to 18 months? That'll be tougher, but if everything works, possibly yes. Can we make it in sufficient quantity, with sufficient quality, and at an affordable cost? That's a tougher one. And finally, will we be able to use it with equity and access for all? And that's possibly the toughest one of all, but that's the one, that is the question that will bring us to the end, which is, a significant reduction in COVID-19 burden and disease that will result in alleviation of the suffering that this pandemic has brought to the world.
Thank you for that, Dr. Kim. And our audience will jump in with questions soon, I'm sure, but I have one for you to kick this off. You know, you worked on the HIV vaccine, and obviously that has been a multi-decade effort, and we still don't have one. What gives us confidence that it will be different with this particular coronavirus?
That is a great question. And there are a couple of reasons why I think that we will probably be more successful and sooner with the coronavirus vaccine. The first is actually something that we don't have the full answer to. Still a largely unanswered question, but I think we probably are gaining enough information to make a reasonable response. And that is, with a typical disease, say measles or hepatitis A, after you acquire the infection, everyone has a slightly different course. But in the end, your body's defense system, the immune response, is capable of controlling the virus and eventually eliminating it from the body. And those same protective responses do not allow the virus to come back. So you have immunity or protection from reinfection. That is not the case with HIV. With HIV and to some extent with TB, an initial infection can be followed by reinfection. And that reinfection really indicates that the immune responses that are developed normally in the normal human body to infection are insufficient to get rid of the disease, but even more important, to protect against reinfection. With COVID, I think there's increasing evidence that people who have been infected are, at least for a period of time, protected against reinfection. And that's actually a very critical concept. The second part is, and it comes from animal models. You know, we have, or we often say as vaccine developers, that mice lie, monkeys exaggerate, and only humans tell the truth. But really, the monkey model is the closest thing that we have to a proof of concept before we actually test the vaccine in humans. And now there have been three reports of tests using the current human vaccines against COVID-19 protecting monkeys against challenge. And so that would mean that at least in a non-human primate system, which is what monkeys are, vaccination can protect against infection. And that's actually a very important proof of concept. So next on to people.
So let's break that down a little bit. There seem to be hundreds of vaccine candidates. What are the approaches? But they all sort of take different approaches. What are the main approaches we're taking with these vaccines?
Okay. There are two that were very fast. We call them nucleic acid vaccines, and they are RNA and DNA. So you remember from biology that when you start with a gene, which is DNA, in order to get that gene made into something, you actually have to use something called RNA. So it goes DNA to RNA, and the RNA is then translated into protein, which then becomes the material from which we can either create new parts of the body or create other structures in the cell, or make things that will develop into those structures. And so the two vaccines that were started first were DNA and RNA. And actually, within a few days of the sequence of COVID-19 being published, companies that make DNA and RNA vaccines are reported to have developed the concept for the vaccine. And within a week, they had made the vaccine. And shortly thereafter, they had injected it into animals. And so the first of these, roughly 8 weeks after the initial announcement of the sequence of the virus, entered testing in humans, and that was the RNA vaccine from Moderna. So those tend to be fairly quick, DNA and RNA. And actually in April, the test of the DNA vaccine made by Inovio in humans started as well. So again, a very fast development process. The next set of vaccines that were out there were what we call vectored vaccines. These are little pieces of the genetic information of the COVID virus inserted into another virus. And one of the more commonly used ones is a common cold virus called adenovirus. And the adenovirus type 5 is the basis for the Chinese CanSino vaccine. A chimpanzee adenovirus is the basis.
Yes, I just wanted to get something there. These are the people who created the HIV/AIDS vaccine, and they are now tasked to create another vaccine for COVID-19, and which used to take vaccine to be created, it takes 1 to 3 years. It's a period. It's a long period of time. Of coming up with a vaccine, but this one should be done within 12 months. So you see that it has been shortened because of the direness of the situation. But we are going to look at two vaccines that have been created already. One created by the Oxford University, that is, of course, the United Kingdom. And the other one created in Russia by the Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology. This is under the Burdenko Clinic.
During these times of uncertainty, Eagle FM has become the voice of the voiceless. We have shared stories of joy, pain, hardships, hopes, and national aspirations. We have questioned leaders and asked you to speak about your feelings. For Eagle FM to continue doing this and allow you to continue participating in nation building, we need your kind help. This is because democracy and good journalism don't come cheap. You can make your valuable contribution from 100 Namibian dollars, and it takes about a minute to do so. You can send an e-wallet, easy wallet, or blue wallet to 081-200-4144. Or you can also send an EFT or make a stop order to Eagle Media House, First National Bank, Fintook Branch, branch code 28072, account number 622-711-0043. You can use your email or contact number as reference.
Discover limitless connectivity with the Paratus Infinity packages and put a world of endless information at your fingertips. Break free and choose 60 megabits per second for only $3,499 per month, or 90 megabits per second at only $6,499 per month. Think even bigger and get a free mobile LTE hotspot device with a SIM card and 1 gigabyte of data per month. Visit na.paratus.africa for more information. Always prepare.
All right, we are back, and of course, we stress always on our contribution, or the contribution that, of course, you need to make. And upon making that contribution, you can even win one of these vouchers, $5,000 voucher of the NWR. So if you become one of the lucky winners, you can get yourself that voucher. And, of course, you can also get a mask, an Eagle FM mask, and a sticker. That is a car sticker that you can put on your car. That's branded Eagle FM. Of course, it's Eagle FM branded. If you not, you need to know the number way, or you need to do your make your e-blue and easy wallet, the number is 081-200-4144. Yes, so this second vaccine is created or was created by the Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology under the Burdenko Military Hospital or Military Clinic. So it is actually created by the Russian military. And it further says here that the Russian military has been instrumental in coming up with vaccines in the past, especially the Ebola vaccine and other vaccines. So the Russian military, they are saying that it's most capable of coming up with this sort of vaccine. Now, the Russian defense minister, the deputy Russian deputy defense minister, Ruslan Tsarikov, he's saying that two groups of volunteers have been vaccinated, have been vaccinated, and of course they are responding very well to the vaccine, and they are discharged from hospitals, and they're being vaccinated. Of course, their bodies are responding, or their immune system is respond. The immune system is responding very well. The same in UK, 1,200 of our 1,200 people were this vaccine that was created by, of course, the Oxford University has been tried on around 1,000 over 1,000 people, And it's also saying that their immune systems are responding very, very well. So it is a vaccine that can actually go into market. UK is saying this vaccine will be ready for market. Russia is saying their own vaccine will also be ready for the market. Now, Russia has gone further to indicating that their vaccine will be tried in United Arab Emirates and Africa. And they said that there are other five countries, but they did not name them. They are not named. But other five countries also that are interested. And they're just waiting for an approval from the Russian regulatory body and also other bodies and other partners that are involved in this. So now the question is, should we be, or should Africa be excited? Because China also promised to send their own vaccine to Africa. And Russia is saying, well, we are also ready to send our own vaccine to Africa. Now, what Jerome was saying is the equity accessibility of the medicine. That is the toughest actually challenge. Whether the people who cannot afford, people who live below $2 per day, this medicine, can it reach them on time? Can this medicine or can this vaccine reach them on time? So that is the challenge that is there. But other challenges include the Cold War that is going on between China, Russia, and the West. There are already some allegations that the Russians have stolen DNA samples, US DNA samples, and used them to in coming up with their own vaccine. So these are the accusations, just like Russia is being accused of having meddled in the 2016 US elections. The same with 2016 UK election and also Brexit. Brexit. So these are the accusations that are going on from the West up, against Russia, accusing them of having meddled in both the UK and US elections. Is this true that it's an espionage between these countries? And who is supposed to determine whether this is espionage or not? So those are the questions that are there. But the military, the Russian military actually has gone further to say that this production will be approved in August, so that the Russian military can go ahead with their mass production. They want to do mass production. And 30 million doses will be available for Russia. And then the rest of this will be, of course, for the world, and especially there's five countries that are mentioned, Africa included. So that is in September, they are saying they are also going to get to, this medicine is going to get to other countries. Now, 200 million doses of the vaccines is aimed to be produced by the end of this year. And the 30 million will be used, will be, of course, 30 million doses are meant for Russia, and 170 million doses as for other countries, Africa included. Now, what happened to Madagascar? Madagascar was also coming up with its own Tamisia, bush shrub, or so to call an herb, that the president Rajoelina said it was curing, of course, COVID-19. And other countries such as Tanzania and, of course, DRC were showing interest in getting this medicine. So this brought some war of words there between the Madagascan president and, of course, the World Health Organization. When the World Health Organization warned that we should not, they discouraged the trial of medicine that are not scientifically proven. So, and there was African Union calling on Madagascar to come up with scientific information on the medicine, to come up with some scientific medical explanation on how the medicine works. So, but here, when it is now, these are the big guns now that are coming up with, of course, clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccine. And I was trying to see if I can get a statement from the World Health Organization on this very trials of this vaccine, but it seems they are silent as yet. Maybe they will issue their statement later. I just wanted to hear their comment on the Oxford University when they came up with their own vaccine, and of course the Russian military together with Gamaleya Research Institute. So we wanted to hear what the World Health Organization will say. But the question here is, if this medicine is being created, or if it happens that it gets tested and people are responding to it, and it is, of course, curing COVID-19, how quick will it reach somebody who lives below $2? How equitable and in terms of accessibility of this medicine is to the rural poor especially, and to lower and middle income countries? How quick will it reach Africa, for example? So these are the questions that I'm asking. And the other question is, should we be excited though that there are trials up out there, that there are people who, or there are countries who are coming up with at least some solution to this problem? Should we be excited that maybe something is coming up? Then the other question is, who determines espionage? Because the Americans are already coming up to say that, no, the Russians have stolen our samples. The Russians have stolen our sample. And the same like what they did in 2016 or 2017, when they say the Russians meddled in our election and they helped Trump to win. And the British say the Russians meddled into our Brexit deal with the EU. Now, they also meddled into our elections. So who is meddling where? So is this not one of these trade war, or is this not this is not a medical race? This is not a competition, just like it was on missile and atomic bomb race, or so to say, nuclear weapon race in the 1940s, especially the late 1940s.
Sign up for prepaid fiber from Paratus An innovative first for Namibia. Get connected to the most reliable fiber network and change the way you download, stream or interact. If you happen to run out of data, you can top up your data for only 15 Namibian dollars per gigabyte. So enjoy using the internet on your own terms with Paratus prepaid fiber. The best part, no contract and no shaping. Call our sales team on 083-300-1000 or contact our Grove team on 083-300-1002 for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Always,
always. All right, it's 30 minutes past the hour of 11. I'm just here for an hour. But, well, still, we are waiting for a solution. And we are waiting for a solution. We are waiting to see what the big guns are trying to come up with. But we are already seeing that the big guns are already racing. These ones are saying, you have stolen our own idea. You have stolen our sample. You have stolen this and that. So it seems there is a race when it comes to manufacturing. The ability of coming up with something is always debatable. You have stolen my idea. Like the Americans are saying, the Russians have stolen their DNA samples. And of course, Russians are not people who are really quick to comment on issues. So they wait, and the day they will comment, they try to always make concrete comments. Now, we in Africa, of course, we are having bushes and roots and trees and stuff that is not even anywhere in the world. We are also having our own people who have PhDs in medical studies. I'm not sure whether we will have our own a platform where we come up with our own medicine and put it up there in the world, for the world to also see something that is coming out of Africa. So maybe in 10 years to come, we will have our first Namibian medicine. We will have our first Namibian-made generic ARV. But there is always war when you come up with something. There's always war. If you are not a superpower, there's always a fight to block you, just like what happened to Brazil. In 1996, Brazil started to research on the and coming up with their own generic ARV. And the U.S., stood their ground and fought it. And they made sure that that does not come. They made sure that Brazil does not come up with a medicine. And of course, Brazil that time was having a very strong health minister. He stood his ground and said, this is a Brazilian medicine. It's a Brazilian solution. We are going ahead with it. And the U.S. threatened and it did all they could do, but Brazil was not deterred. And as we speak, they managed to have their own generic ARV. So America, of course, is saying America first, because they are protecting their own interests. So it's America first did not start with Trump. It started long time ago. So Trump just came and voiced it out. But it did not start there with him in 2017 when he made his first inaugural speech as president-elect or newly-elect president. The statement was not there, but the actions were there to show that America first. If America doesn't make it, if somebody else make it, it will be classified as espionage or as a threat. to security or to health, they will always come up with something that in order to be able to deter you from coming up with something. Of course, now we are seeing that the Russian having come up with their own medicine, America is saying this trial is stolen. They stole the samples. 083-288-4001. That's the number in studio. If you want to be part of this conversation, I'm taking it a bit lighter today. I didn't want to go much deeper into tech stuff, but we are taking it more lighter. 083-288-4001. We still have 25 minutes together. And remember, it is 3 minutes per call. So please do not be surprised when I say your time is up, because we will have to accommodate as many people as we can. And this is, of course, a suggestion that came from the callers themselves, that people need to be given 3 minutes time sharp. 3 minutes sharp. Eagle FM, you are the first call.
3 minutes per call. Yeah. So yes. You see, for me, I have a problem, because we must be thankful for America when he's crying like that. They are too much selfish. The reason why they are always meddling in the people's things is because they are selfish. I'm sorry to say so, because the people are working together. Every time they are the one who thinks they are stolen, they are the one who has tried, they are the one who has tried. Until when are they going to be crying like this? Why can't they just work together with the whole world? I'm very happy that the distribution of our, if they find the medicine, how they will reach our people. We can use the existing structure, trust. We have the existing structure already. When they come, so they will go through those who are getting the grant or whatever, those kind of people who are, this is safety, I mean, this is social safety network or whatever that's going on there. We still follow the same system, and they will reach our people there. I understand about the equity that you are talking about. So the other thing is that, please, we need to understand that the Russian, the Chinese, and all these things, they all have these things in common. Everybody must benefit as compared to these capitalist things that we are talking about. So let the Americans cry there every time their election and what, until when? France, until when? Militarily complaining, economically complaining, market share complaining, everything. So we must also look at our own indigenous medicine. You can still go on our research on the indigenous medicine. Those who are doing that, you can still go ahead with your research and look for funding, whatever you want to do. Okay?
Thank you very much, Angobana.
How many minutes did I take? How many minutes? People took
less than that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I always take less, but the people are always complaining with that. They only have the problem with they are very much intimidating. Maybe my theory are too much intimidating.
Let's go. Let's end there. Let's not go there.
Okay.
Yes. All right. 2 minutes or 3 minutes each. That's the time we will give. It's your suggestion, and we are implementing it right away. We will say your wish is our command. So we are implementing it. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, so that you have time. So, yeah, America is saying, Russia, you have stolen our samples. And I have never heard a country that has said America has stolen our own things. Is this every time China has stolen, Russia has stolen, China has stolen, Russia? If it's not China, it's Russia. If it's not China, it's Russia. So it seems, yeah, so that's politics. One day maybe we will need to bring the Chinese ambassador here on this tech show, and Russian ambassadors, maybe we need to ask them some of these questions, because we need to know who is where, who is doing what. When they say you have stolen our samples, what does that mean? So these are the, of course, I'm interested in this kind of conversation, I'll try by all means to see if we can bring one of the ambassadors here and just have a conversation around this technological war game that is going on between these powers, because anything that goes on between these powers affects the whole market, the global market, the global weather is affected by what's going on between these two powers. Eagle FM.
Yes, Eagle FM.
Yes.
Yes, Franz.
Yes, how is it?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, let me just give my little contribution.
Yes.
Regarding the politics that goes on around who should do what and who should control the world.
Yeah.
I think that, for me, that is just a normal politics. And I think that just calls for us, if we really want to go ahead, especially for the developing countries, if they want to be recognized, I think we should really just push and stand our ground whenever we have something that we want to do that is going to provide solutions, especially when it comes to now the vaccines. I mean, sometimes a certain country is pushing to come up with something, but at the end of the day, just because of the USA pressure, or especially at the end of the day, people just give up. But I think people are not just really standing up and hold their ground to make sure that, despite what the superpowers say, at least you should be able to make a statement and say
the people are afraid of sanctions, my friend.
No, but until when? But until when? I mean, you spoke of Brazil today. I mean, at the end of the day, the world is using the theirs now. Mm. Until when? I mean, you look at India. It's well advanced when it comes to also medicine.
Yeah, but don't forget that India is an ally of the US. The US has a lot of interest in India.
But I believe there should be a way. We cannot always now, just because there should be a way somehow to, depending on who is president in the United States also sometimes. Just because if the if those that are leading the policy, I think the whole power is in the hands of who is in the office. In the opposing country, and especially in the developing world.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking of the issue of, like in Namibia, do we have a medical a department of research, especially on our indigenous medicine? Do we have anything like that, perhaps?
Maybe something that we can find out from the Ministry of Health.
I think because I'm always thinking, especially during the time of COVID, I'm asking myself questions. When in those years, when people had flu, when our parents, when our grandfathers, our ancestors had flu or a headache, what do they use? You see? We need to go back into the villages and make research, and I'm sure people will be able to point that this plant is used for this. This one is used for what, and so on. And then at the end of the day, we might come up with something.
Mm.
And I think we are becoming too much just relying on the outsiders to come up with everything, just like right now during COVID. I think this is also the high time for us also to make sure that we are also venturing into that industry to make sure that people are doing research.
Well, thank you very much. We are now limited to 3 minutes per person.
Thank you.
All right.
Good day.
Yes. So, I used to say that some of us who are blessed, who grew up with our grandparents, I grew up with my grandmother, so I know what does what. Because I've seen my grandparents treating kettles of foot and mouth disease. I've seen and I know the type of of plant that used to be that they use. So if this thing can be researched with the technological advancement that we have now, if we can put the minds to that, if somebody can be called in and say, we heard you said you know this, bring it, let's test it. We can have, we can become a solution to SADC's problem as far as foot and mouth disease is concerned, because this kind of disease is not going to live, it's not going to go. It's just going to be coming and going. But if there is an outbreak, we can always come, we can come up with our own vaccine that prevents, of course, to vaccinate cattle from being infected by this foot and mouth disease, just like our parents used to do it. So we can just borrow, we can just get that knowledge and make it modern. Eagle FM.
How are you?
Uncle Jeremiah.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I've been listening very fast because I don't actually spend 3 minutes all the time. I'm very brief and to the point. First of all, before you go into your program, I just want to ask, why are some of us not perfecting the perfection of the power of listening? And the other thing is, why also some of us are suffering from what I call it vivid diarrhea? But back to your program's topic. Our young ones must have a rich sense of research of history integrated with science, as to study history on historical scientific basis. For this sake, we have to do some research on traditional herbs with the assistance of traditional herbalists. Now you are talking about this epidemiology. What does it involve, so-called virus which has been found in terms of elements? Hello?
Yes, Uncle Jeremiah, since you do chemistry, we are listening to you.
So those are the things. And thank you very much to be back again, because you are going soon.
Yeah. Thank you
so
very much.
The basic questions I want to ask. Because other times we wanted to talk about Namibian history, basically.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your information.
Yes. All right. My time is moving very, very, very fast. Now, if you say, let's stand and stand our ground. How can you stand your ground? It's like a two-year-old person saying you are standing your ground against a fully grown 45-year-old auntie. You can't. So these countries, they've established themselves in so much that they are big. If they sneeze, you catch a cold. You are a small country. So sometimes they look at that and then they just give up and say, okay, let's wait for your solution. But there are things that are not in America. Things like foot and mouth disease. They are not in America. They are not common in America. These are the things that we can capitalize on and create our own solution before these bushes that are still in our villages, some of us, before they get extinct. Somebody need to do something. Before those bushes disappear, somebody need to do something. A medical research need to be done, and then we have those bushes maybe declared as protected species because they are needed for certain treatment of certain, of course, outbreaks. Otherwise, we will lose out. And Africa, like I keep saying this because I know, I know when we, like with my grandmother, you don't go to hospital. Any problem, she just have a thing for it. Almost like in our village, we were surrounded by medicine. Every bush is a medicine. It's like anything can cure, like the whole village. You don't even go far. If you say you have headache, if you say there is flu, even if you say you have a problem in the stomach, they don't struggle to say, let's go to the clinic. No, we grew up far from clinics. Like the village where my grandmother is or was, it was far, very far from clinics. So, but the village itself was medicine because the nature already provided us those herbs and everything was there. So you just go outside few meters, then the problem is solved. And it is real, really solved. This is something that modern medicine should capitalize on and incorporate indigenous medicine into modern society. Eagle FM?
Yeah, wow, you took 15 seconds. First of all, I just want to object to the 3 minutes and say maybe 4 minutes. Okay, let me go. You know, when you say that vaccines is not part of tech, it actually is, because they're saying that they're trying to put like nanobots, and I think some people are calling it like the microchip in the human body, and that is just another alley to go down when it comes to that, but it is part of perfect. But now, my first reaction was, of course, like real in shock, but I know like Russia is obviously like trying to protect its citizens, and also just, you know, because of the panic, a vaccine will help. I just wish that yeah, but the other thing, when it comes to human depopulation, the problem with the vaccines that are linked to mercury and the kind of thing that attacks the pregnancy hormone is that now here in Africa, like, for example, people say, like, oh, these people, they're infertile, it's because of abortions or whatever, or illegal abortions, but it's also just vaccines. Vaccines have apparently been making people infertile. And maybe finally, I just want to say, like, when it comes to like you said at the beginning that Americans, those are the guys who discovered the HIV vaccine. There is no HIV vaccine actually, because HIV hasn't been isolated. They haven't found it, you know. And if you look into it, it looks like worms. They call it the exact same thing. And worms are the problem with the standard diet of the world today, that we actually feed worms in intestines. That's why we need to detox the blood. But for me, for example, if I were to say like antiretroviral for me, which is a generic antiretroviral, is ginger. If I get like an asthmatic attack or my throat or whatever, and I have ginger on hand, I'm immediately healed, you know. But yeah, that was the other thing, was the Madagascar trial. Madagascar, as soon as the World Health Organization they got involved, they started having deaths. And that's such a pity. And I think just in final, I have 2 minutes left. This man, Mr. Nenkavu, the one thing that I forgot to mention the time that he was on radio, Namibia needs botanical gardens here in the north. It went up in South Africa, right in the middle of in Durban, they have this huge botanical garden. And it's amazing. In Venice, we have one. And I think that the habitat really is a medium botanical. And I'd love to have one here at our farmland. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Somebody is creeping in. I don't know why they come so early.
France. What do you mean you don't know why they come so early?
I really don't know why some people come so early. But anyway, Alvaro.
Yes. We are having a special focus.
Mm.
It's an hour conversation.
Okay.
With the Regain Trust.
Mm.
That's going to be between now 12.
Yes.
Until 1 o'clock. It's a, shall I say, a paid for hour interview where they're coming through to discuss on learner pregnancy campaign launch that they're launching now with us. And their focus is just abstain, be faithful, condomize and delay. And we're talking to Chantel Kangwetu. She's a social worker from Regain Trust. And also Monica Ndake Kongolo, learner pregnancy survivor. And then we're talking to Ms. Nyoni, community health nurse society for family health.
Wow. So it's a, okay, you have answered my question. That's why you came early. It's very loaded. And I can't, I'll be actually there just listening. And I'll listen to, I'll listen as if I am a girl. I'm a young girl from school. I'll not listen in my capacity as a man. But I'll listen as a young girl because I think this is very, very, very much important. So after a short break, we'll come back and say my goodbyes.
Do you want to walk away with one of five $5,000 NWR vouchers? All you have to do is contribute to Eagle FM from as little as 100 Namibian dollars via e-wallet, easy wallet, blue wallet to 081-200-4144. You can also send an EFT to Eagle Media House, First National Bank, Windhoek Branch, branch code 280172, account number 622-711-0043. You can use your email or contact number as reference. Winners will be announced every second Friday live on radio and our Facebook page at 10:15. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, I have to say goodbye. It's time to say goodbye. I'm always sad when I say goodbye. But of course, I'm leaving you into the hands, very capable hands of Alvaro Kalisto Mukorori. He has a lot of names. So his name is Alvaro, just to mention a few of his names. So I'm leaving you in his capable hands until tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be 11:30 to 1 o'clock. So stay tuned.
Mwakati korubede rohu de undi, ora tienji o Ikel FM ayalira era karai mbambe hinaraka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuriro, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu inawoye. Kukusha ora tienji o Ikel FM ika onje komurungu, no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matuhepa oru ya metoroye, mwishimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe muupranga wayo. Hinda ombatoro ye yodoranda ethere, no I waeleta, on blue waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu oranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, wadonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaru kona nomboranji rukwao, onora, Ohambondatu oimwe. Ombali odonora mbali. Oime. Oimwe. Odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT. Po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Kombanga njyo kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji. Ombali. Ohambondatu. Onora. Oimwe. Ohambombali. Ombali. Mosho mwithe. Miarka no branch ko utanjo. Ombali. Ohambondatu. Onora. Oimwe, ohamombali, ombali, moshomise. Wakaon namba kumuhitiza shimaliba oyonji. Ohambo umwe, ohambali mbali, ohambombali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora kumuhitiza shimaliba kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, ohambali mbali, ohambombali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ungulisa oemeila, po o no mora yoye o show o diferencia yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Do you want to walk away with one of $5,000 NWR vouchers? All you have to do is contribute to Eagle FM from as little as 100 Namibian dollars via e-wallet, easy wallet, blue wallet to 081-200-4144. You can also send an EFT to Eagle Media House, First National Bank, Windhoek Branch, branch code 280172, account number 622-711-0043. You can use your email or contact number as reference. Winners will be announced every second Friday live on radio in our Facebook page at 10:15.
Matukirane na po ngeshefa ta dirandura ukira ndere omaigo njukwago walenga eggs. Omaigo walenga eggs otaga adika po ngeshefa ngashi Dome Dogs, Rani Tradings, Basic Mini Market, Amta, Farmers Market, Osho po Faisal Fresh Produce. Kuyerere dengira kondura getatu imwe imwe, mbali heali, ndatu hamano mbali mbali. Walenga eggs, ongushu yago, matokere kamana.
Walenga eggs. The Great White.
Olium nangeshefa nwahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira muhorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwambirewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My name is Kelvin and welcome to the Early Morning Scoop.
First, just because a judge finds a person guilty does not mean a person is guilty. Mm. Judges have found people guilty and they have won on appeal.
He feels bad because of he's a minister and his reverse parking is bad.
Okay, so the city of Windhoek wants to rename Bismarck Street.
No, I don't think it's okay. It should just remain this.
Is it the only street that is named after a colonizer, though?
We are talking about young people, why they are not interested to vote.
I really don't think the government has put us in interest because at least they should come up with awareness why we should vote and things like that.
This is the Early Morning Scoop on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. The eye.